Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are currently learning Perek Lamed Zayin, Chapter 37. This is Part 5 and the last section of Perek Lamed Zayin. And that's because Baruch Hashem, David HaMelech, in his great wisdom, continues with the very same theme, which is to distinguish between the Rasha and the Tzaddik. This week I want to take a little bit of a different turn, as many of us, most of us, I would imagine, are beginning Slichos this month of Shabbos, and so focus our attention on the themes of Slichos, Yad Narayim, which is Tshuva, and battling, returning to Madeira, battling the Asihara, and those kinds of themes. And so let's begin. So previously we've talked about many of the distinctions that David HaMelech here has made between the Tzaddik and the Rasha. I want to focus this morning on two Psukim. Psukim Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel. Tzofer Rasha LaTzaddik Mevakish LaHamiso. The Mefarshim generally all take the same approach, which is that, look at the Radak, Surat David, that the Tzaddik is looked upon by the Rasha in a certain way with a goal in mind of trying to harm him. Now, harm him does not have to mean, as the Mefarshim point out, harm physically. It could be to get the Tzaddik to go off the Derech, to sin, with the Kavanah, with the intent to try to get the Tzaddik off track. So there's always this constant battle between Tzaddikim and Rishayim. That could be Pshat in the Pasuk. Hashem lo ya'azvenu b'yado. Hashem will not allow, David HaMelech says, to have the Tzaddik fall to the Rasha. But instead, lo ya'ashienu b'hishaftel. And he will not allow him to become wicked in his judgment. Again, the Pshat, once again, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us in the fight against the Rasha, and not allowing us to succumb to the temptations or to the efforts of the Rasha. But here, because we're in the week of Slichos, I want to take a different turn, more homiletic, which is what the Gemara itself, actually, in Sukkah and Kedushin, has. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis and Beis, as well as the Gemara in Kedushin, the same Mimra, on Daf Lamed. Amar B'Shimon Ben Lakish, Yitzro Shel Adam Misgaber Alav B'chol Yom. Mevakish lahamiso. Every day, the Yetzer Hara gets stronger and tries to kill us. Again, kill us, meaning get us to sin, so we're killed by Hashem in punishment. Every single day. Shenemar, our Pasuk, Tzofer Rasha LaTzaddik, Mevakish lahamiso. As the Pasuk says, because the Rasha, which Chazal say is not the Rasha that we discussed until now, but rather it's the Yetzer Hara, different kind of Rasha. It's the Yetzer Hara. It's trying to get us killed by making us sin. If not for Hashem's help, we could never conquer the Yetzer Hara. Shenamar, b'Hashem lo yazrenu b'yado, lo yashienu b'hishavto. As the Pasuk in Lamed Gimel says, Hashem will not allow us to be forsaken, meaning He's going to help us combat the Yetzer Hara. Okay. So what I want to do this morning is go through just one simple piece in a well-known sefer. I shouldn't say well-known. It's well-known in terms of the Musar world, and it's the Koch Ve'or, which is a sefer written by Itzla Pederberger, who was the top student of the great founder of the Musar movement, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So obviously his Mesorah is very much Musari, very much in line with the Musar movement. And this time of the year, a lot of times you'll hear in different Divrei Torah, Drashos, Shiurim, Shmuzin, you'll hear Itzla Pederberger, the Koch Ve'or, quoted in certain places, because it's just, every piece is so insightful. And this piece that I found really is such a beautiful question and answer that he has on this topic. And here's the question that he basically asks. The Gemara is telling us this pasuk refers to the Yetzer Hara. And the end of the Perek Lamed Zayin is about the Yetzer Hara trying to entice Tzaddik, trying to kill us, in quotes, and Hashem coming to our aid. Because without Hashem, the Gemara says, we could never conquer, defeat the Yetzer Hara. So ask Itzla Pederberger, Mam or Tess, in the Koch Ve'or, if you want to look it up. Ulukhori, Yipali Ma'od. At first glance, this is quite startling, astonishing, shocking. Why would God create mankind in such a frail way? Excuse me, my voice is still a little bit shach. That he has no ability on his own to fight the Yetzer Hara. Bilti azam Hashem. Without Hashem's help, in a sense, Ritzel says, Hashem empowered the Yetzer Hara, that it has more kalach than we do, and therefore he has to help us fight the Yetzer Hara. Why did God create mankind with such a handicap that that mankind cannot possibly defeat the Yetzer Hara? And if you look at the perspective of the Yetzer Hara, in a way, God gifted the Yetzer Hara more kalach than we do. It's a very strange phenomenon. A very interesting question he asks on his Mamre Chazal, the Hamoletic interpretation of our Pasuk. He has a long piece to explain. Let me read to you just the crux of what he says. Let's begin to unpack, to unravel what Chazal mean by this statement. Here, piece of question. Achein zeh hadavar. Hine inyan hagashmiyem mitzarchei adam asher akohu bidei shamayim. All things in the physical world are in God's hands. Va'adam tzarech tamed l'chasti Hashem v'tovaso. We constantly need Hashem's kindness to be able to deal with them. And to ask mercy from him to help us through these challenges. And that's why Hashem's always in our hearts, we're always thinking about him. So whereas we encounter the Gashmias, and you know we daven Hashem to help us through challenges that we encounter in the world, in the physical sense, in the physical world. But in terms of the things which are Ruchnias, those are things which are really in the heavenly spheres, not directly relevant to us. They're out of our reach, the things that happen up there, so to speak, in the world of Ruchnias. We, of course, try to access them, as he writes, in many ways, through Tshila, but the bottom line is, those things are beyond our grasp, the Devarim HaRuchaniyim, the things that are more spiritual. That's why God, in a sense, he says, tied our hands, bound our hands together. Without things even relevant to his avoda, are beyond our ability to be able to conquer. Beautiful. And it's so relevant to this time of the year. Rishla Pederberger says, if we felt that we had the koach to bow the Yetzer Hara, even Dvarim HaRuchniyim, things that are beyond our world, beyond the physical world, we wouldn't daven. We'd say, I can do it on my own. Who needs God? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that he needs our tefillos, he wants so badly to have a connection to us, and to have us daven to him, and him answer our prayers, answer our tefillos. And so he gave Kalach the Yetzer Hara to allow us the opportunity to daven, to defeat the Yetzer Hara, and thereby building the Kesher through Tefillah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing. And that's how he explains the Mamre Chazal, why would Hashem give so much more Kalach the Yetzer Hara versus humankind? And the answer is because Hashem so badly, number one, that world of Ruch is out of our reach, but more importantly, number two, he wants so badly for us to daven. And if we thought we could conquer ourselves, we would never daven. And that's the answer he gives to this incredible idea. And so fitting as we approach the Yemei HaSlichos and the Yemei Yom Noroim, we're going to spend so much time in shul, davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, building that kesher, asking for things, asking for slicha, mechila, kapara, but more importantly, building that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what he with a capital H wants so much. And that's why we daven every day that Atishlad Bani Yetzer Hara. Don't let the Yetzer Hara overcome us. That we can choose to do, right? But we need his help, his with a capital H, to be able to overcome him, because with his help, number one, we overcome the Yetzer, and number two, through the tefillah we ask for his help with, we're able to build that amazing kesher, that great zechus, to build a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Inyanei Tefillah. I hope that was insightful in terms of preparing us for the tefillah Sdem Naroyim. I want to wish everyone Hatzlacha with Slichos, and in advance, of course, we'll meet Mirat Hashem to begin Perek Lamed Ches next week, but in advance, wish everyone Hatzlacha as we continue to build our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. Hopefully we should feel his presence, his rachamim, in the coming year, and hopefully continue to build each of us in our own unique way an amazing kesher with Hashem through tefillah, through davening for the ability not just to overcome the Yetzer Hara, but through davening for all of our needs. Hopefully we will feel his very warm and embracing hand guiding us the entire way. Wishing everybody a wonderful and meaningful day.